water.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय Do you want to question and hear answers, or you like to hear the pastimes of Krishna, or anything? What you want? I heard that so many devotees have questions. So if they want to question, they can question only how much time is there? Now 15 minutes to 12 and more half an hour. So if you want to ask, you can ask, otherwise I will tell some Harikatha of Vrindavan. Mm.
Harikatha.
You can ask very important question.
Maharaj, I have one question. Can you explain about the difference between Shiksha and Diksha and the relationship between the two?
No. No difference at all. My Gurudev was, you come late, always late, Latif. Why you come late?
Mukhya vyakti jaise aate hain bhai.
You should come here. You know the name of my divine master, holy master? Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And you know Swami Maharaj? You know Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj also have heard the name of Sridhar Maharaj. He gave sannyas to my Gurudev. And very learned. He has also so many devotees. Disciples, don't make anything in the middle. What you should do first, or you take so many times and do here and there. Keep. You should have done it before. I have arrived here. Disturb. Keep it very soon. So he has also so many disciples. My Gurudev has also so many disciples. All are bona fide Guru. My Gurudev, Swamiji, Sridhar Maharaj also. All are benefited. I think that he is my Diksha Guru, Guru Maharaj, and Shiksha Guru both. No? Understand? I think that my Gurudev is Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both. And it is proper. But I think Sridhar Maharaj and Swamiji, they are my Shiksha Guru. They are bona fide Guru. So they are Shiksha Guru. Don't do. So they are not my Shiksha Guru. But they are Diksha Guru. My Gurudev is Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru both. But at the same time, I know that is not inferior to my Gurudev. He can give diksha to all, and he has given diksha. So he is diksha guru. My Gurudev is diksha guru of myself and all other disciples. And in the same time, I think that he is my, these 2, 3, 4 are my diksha guru. And their disciples think that my Gurudev is siksha guru and their guru is diksha guru. And we both think that both are very qualified persons. Both are disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and bona fide Vaishnava. Anyone cannot decide who were higher and who was. We can decide that Rupa Goswami is inferior and Sanatana Goswami was superior.
Yes.
Or Rupa Goswami was superior and
Sanatana Goswami
inferior.
If he will think that Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale, Rupa Goswami is superior, no. We cannot tell because he was guru of Rupa Goswami. And he has, what he has Rupa Goswami written in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, all the books of Rupa Goswami has come out from that. So we cannot talk like this. So both Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru are both in the same standard. No? I think Rupa Goswami is my Siksha Guru and my Guru is Diksha Guru. But yet I know that Rupa Goswami is superior, more superior. But my Gurudev has taken me from the mud of this world. And he has given me to Rupa Goswami Bhak. So Siksha Guru is not in lower level, inferior. And sometimes, if Siksha Guru is inferior to my Diksha Guru, he may be. If he is not in the same category. If you take any of the ISKCON leaders as a Siksha Guru, myself as a Siksha Guru, but we are not in the same standard in which my Gurudev or Swamiji or Siddhar Maharaj was considered like this. We say, see, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Siksha Guru. Raramanandi Jai my Siksha Guru, Sardamajdar my Siksha Guru. And you think that Gaur Govind Maharaj was my Diksha Guru. Here, who is superior? Rupa Goswami, Sardamodar, Raramananda are your Gurudev. We have so much belief on Gaur Govind Maharaj. And you will have to do archan and Pushpanjali to your Gurudev. And you will have to do pranam to Gurudev your. But you must know that Sardamodar is more and more so much beloved to Krishna or to Mahaprabhu. Understand these facts? But if you make Govindama Das your Siksha Guru, then your Gurudev and he is not to be in the same category. He is some
lower.
But
lower.
Lower. So it depends on the quality and
qualification.
How qualified he is. Like Rupa Goswami, or like my Gurudev, or some inferior. But there are none to whom I can go and hear anything. So Govinda Prabhu is qualified among them. So I am taking my Siksha Guru. We should compare to all, and then you should go to our Siksha Guru, who is a person like my Gurudev, and he will develop my
Krishna consciousness.
Speak loudly.
Krishna
yes.
Prem.
Krishna Prem.
Krishna consciousness.
Who will take me to my last goal? I'm saying, none like my Gurudev. But he's disciple. He knows better than myself. And he's more qualified than myself. But there are some things like him. But yet, there is not none equal to him. So I have made him Siksha Guru. In likewise, all Siksha Guru are not same. I mean the same category. But if both are in same category, then you should honor Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru as a swarup of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. It has told there. Sometimes we see that my Gurudev has something lacking. You see, not woeful like Swamiji. We feel like this, that how Swamiji was qualified, went over the whole world, and in very little time he preached over all world. My Gurudev is also, I am thinking, the Sakshatharipena Samastha Shastra. We believe, but when we will do comparison, that we will have to come to a solution, that he was more powerful. So we should try and we should realize all these things. Without Siksha Guru, if Gurudev is not present, we cannot develop our heart. Cannot. It is absurd. If anyone is not, we'll tell that sun and moon is my Siksha Guru, because he is distributing equal light, equal all things to all. Then a tree will be my Siksha Guru. That is, life is for others, not for you. Fruits, buds, fruits, wood,
shade,
everything is for others. So he is my Siksha Guru. You know Dattatreya?
Dattatreya, yes.
But really, no Siksha Guru. Like Sadhu Sangha, he is taken something. But trees had no affection for Krishna. So they are not my Siksha Guru. Only tolerance I have taken from them, or giving to all these worldly things. He took snake, very ajagar, as his Siksha Guru. He took pingala, the
prostitute,
to be his Siksha Guru. But he had no Krishna prema at all. He took only worldly these qualities from him, and that is why he was partly Siksha Guru, not as a whole. But in our line, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami have all qualities. So they are as a whole Siksha Guru, as a whole Diksha Guru. Or Gurudev, your Swamiji, have all qualities of bona fide Guru. So both may be Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, in equal and in all qualities, not partly. If Krishna Prem is there in highest way, then he is Siksha Guru. And he can take his career, characteristics, his behavior, his teachings, everything. In what mood he used to worship? In what mood he used to do kirtan? In what mood he was? So we should take the mood first. And other qualities, outer, they are secondary. So we should think all these things and try to develop Krishna consciousness. Swamiji has come to give the seed of Krishna prema to nourish. He has come to get the seeds in the hearts of devotees and then nourish, sprouted
and then lips will come, and gradually fruits will come. If we are seeing that lips are not coming, sprouts are not coming, and fruits are not coming, uselessly we are doing, then we'll have to think, why sprout is not coming? Why the lips are not coming? Why this plant is going to be dry? Why? Then we'll have to think about it, and we'll have to change the mood. Or all am an object to serve, or holy master, to obtain or object. This is Sakshat Haritvena, you should understand what is the meaning. He is not Hari, but Haritvena. He possesses some qualities of Hari, and he is, and for that reason he is he is supposed to be Haritvena, as a Hari. Shevak Hari. Haritvena means Shevak Hari, not objective Guru. So, we should try to develop. We have not come to please anyone others. Individually or in partly. If Swamiji saw that if I will be in the Gaudiya Math, in the leadership of Anant Vasudev, then everything will be ruined. Because he was sannyasi, and after that he fell down married. And again he suicide. So I shouldn't go. Our Guru Maharaj left that Gaudiya Math. But he did not left his Gurudev. The doctrines and philosophy and teachings of, and he still is serving, and they have ruined Gaudiya Math. So, we have come to develop our Krishna consciousness, not to do any politics, any party feelings, and other things. But Kanishta Vaishnava are bound to do this. But if they are sincere, they avoid all these things. Try to serve their Gurudev, Shiksha Guru. Actually, from whom this Shiksha is coming down, we should try to adopt. Otherwise, we will not advance, and we will do so much offenses, being in the party bhaji. So we should try to avoid all these things, and actually be so sincere, and to see that how we can develop. If I am alone, I will develop. So, I think that your question has been solved. May I speak something?
Yes.
Yes.
But you should think that I am in a line. I am in a line with you. My line is another, and you another like this. And so much
conviction,
strong belief that I am in the line of Rupa Goswami. And from there to Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada and Srila Swamiji Maharaj also. And that is why I am telling everywhere that Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj is also in the line. So I want to give you some ideas, outline of gopis and Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan actually? Vrindavan is not different from Krishna. Not Dwarkadhish, but Nandanandan. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramyakashitupasana Bhajupadubarvejakam Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam Paima Pumattho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidanta. I believe that all the disciples of Lord Govinda Maharaj have heard this slok. Have you heard from Govinda Maharaj?
Yes.
Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, all know this. This was by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, bona fide and a strong Vaishnava, very strong Vaishnava, qualified. In the line of Rupa Goswami, he was Rupanut, best Rupanut at his time. So he is telling that Vrindavan is Krishna himself. Actually, Krishna is Baldev and Baldev is Dham Vrindavan. You know this fact? Baldev Prabhu is himself Dham. So, our Aradhadev is Brajendanandan Shyamasundar. And also, we should know that abode of Krishna and all the gopis were is Vrindavan. So honorable, both are honorable for us. And the affection and love of gopis are highest. The affection and love to Supreme Personality of Godhead and Narada also in this line, but his affection is not supreme to Krishna. We know Hanuman, but his affection to Krishna was not so high. The affection and love and praying of Subal Siddham Madhumangal was so highest, but not as Everest. Everest, you know?
Not Everest.
Gopis Prem is Everest. No? And there are Kanchanjanga and all others, Alps are. They are also high. High. Some higher, but not highest. Yashoda Ma loved Krishna so much, Nanda Baba also. Krishna used to take the shoes of Nanda Baba on his head, carry. And dancing, he used to come to gopis. Oh, this is my father's shoes. Sometimes here, sometimes here. But Yashoda Ma's love higher, so much higher, but not highest. All the gopis praying, coming to highest, touching something, but something less. The highest affection of Srimati Radhika was there. So here he is telling that Ramya Kachitu Pasana Bajupatubhargeni Jakalpita. The service rendered, the praying rendered to Krishna, Vrajendananda, of gopis was highest. Srimad Bhagavatam is a pramanja. The evidence is Srimad Bhagavatam. No? Amal Purana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching like this in Sutra, in
condensed form.
Huh?
Condensed form.
Condensed form. Like Sutra. Why? I want to tell something about this gopis thing. We should have an outline of this. We are not qualified to be like that. But we can hear if we have Shraddha. We cannot do like gopis, but we can hear something of gopis and gopis. Krishna has come to Mathura. And at once he was sent with Balram to Sandipani Muni, very far away, hilly place, without sandal, without anything, without umbrella, with one cloth, to see and to be trained like Desudan, Sudama and all others. He went there. And after 64 days he returned. He was saying that the palace of Vasudev Maharaj was on Jamuna. Krishna was looking Jamuna towards north. At once he saw Vrindavan and he became at once so sad. He reminded his father, Nanda Baba, Jashoda, his cowherd wives, Sudam, Sudam, Sidam, Vasudam, Isto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Shubal, Madhumanga. He reminded his all cows, Shabali, Shyama, Dhavali, Gange, Pishange, Yamune, and all the cops to whom he used to give so much affection. He used to begin to remember Giriraj Govardhan. He has played with gopis and gopis. And at once he began to cry and weep. Buddha was searching Krishna valleys. He came on the roof of the building, Raj Bhavan, and saw that Krishna is waiting and tears are coming. Oh Krishna, why you are waiting? Then Krishna took the hands of Buddha in his hands and weeping began to tell. At once you should go to Vrindavan. Save our father and mother. Cows, I have heard that all cows are going to be dead. My Sakha, not playing now. Peacocks not dancing now. Cows not taking any grass. Always watching where is Krishna, where is Krishna, and where is. All are waiting for me. My mother has become blind. Father does not come from his house anywhere goes. And after that he told, Machita Madgat Prana. तामन्मनस्का मत्प्राणा मदर्थे तैति दैहिका मानेव दैतं प्रेष्ठम आत्मानं मनुषागता यत्यक्त लोकधर्मांश्च मदर्थे तान् विभाव्यहम् मैता प्रेयसा पृष्ठे दुरस्थे गोकुलस्त्रिय स्मरन्ति हे अङ्ग विमोह्यन्ते बिरवत्खण्ड विपुला धारत अति कृष्णेन प्राय प्राणान् कथञ्चित् प्रत्यागमन संदेश बल्लभ्यों में मदात्मिका. It is as told in Gita, the symptoms of pure and advanced devotees. Actually, we cannot see anywhere in the world else, but all the symptoms in full are in gopis. No? tamanmanashka. All gopis and gops, especially gopis here today. About gopis, manmanashka, always thinking of me. Their mind is always with me. And I'm also on their
mind.
Always. Day and night. Matprana, I am the life and soul of gopis. And also, gopis are my, matprana means also, matprana. They are my life and soul. That given up everything, what everything has been, that all worldly things, shringar,
decoration,
they have given up taking force and all things, they have given up all the friends and society, even shyness, they have become shameless on the stage going Hari, Krishna, Krishna, like this. No? They have given up their dharma, varnasham dharma. Everything there. There is no another example as gopis. Gopis are like gopis. We cannot set up anything. So gopis, they are only living that I have told them that I am coming tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow I am coming. Main kal jarur aunga.
I will come one day.
I'll certainly come tomorrow.
Oh, I come. Kal aunga. Jarur aunga.
Definitely.
But Krishna could not come tomorrow. Tomorrow went on. Tomorrow again went on. Again tomorrow. And so many years passed away. But they are thinking, they are belief, very firm belief, that Krishna will one day come. He cannot do anything what he has told. He must come. So they are. If we die, then Krishna will die hearing that, oh, gopis have died. So they will all die. Krishna will die. Krishna is softer than us. So he is requesting Uddhava to go. He gave his turban, he gave his own pitambar, his own panmala, and even in his own chariot, who has taken from Kamsa Maharaj. Golden, everything golden. Pochakka?
This wheel.
Wheel was golden. Everything was golden. Yeah. Buddha was thinking that how can I go there? How can I go there? Oh, see, very. Oh, Prabhu, sit like this. And otherwise, Mahadevi, oh, sickness will come and keep 1,000 months.
Wait.
Wait here. All try to hear. So, he told Krishna that how I can live without you? I cannot live without you 1 second. Krishna knew this and told, I am not here in Mathura. Partly I am here. But as a whole I am where? In Braja. I cannot live in Vrindavan for a moment. So if you will go there, you will see me as a whole. Here you are seeing me partly. So if you will go and see me there, then you will decide that you must be in Braja, not return to Mathura. You should go. Krishna told that, sit down on the chariot. And he took his hand and gave him the chariot. And he told the, what?
Driver.
At once, go on. Because you don't want to leave me. So he was saying, he went to Vrindavan and Nandanam. At that time, Nanda Baba and all others were in Nandanam. When he went, it was about evening. And sun has set, and some darkness was coming. He kept his chariot there, and he came down and went in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba saw and was very become so glad. They were as blind, peeping and peeping. But yet he took in his arms and he gave something to him. There was no cooking. When Krishna left Mathura, there was no cooking in Yashoda house. For whom he will see him cook? All the pots were
upside down.
And on the cooking place,
spiders.
The cooking room was not washed at all. Everything here and there was upset. All were weeping. Pots were weeping. The chulha.
Stove.
Perhaps you don't know Indian. They are chulha, not cooker. Now they are cooker and all these things, gas and all this system. So everything was upset. He ordered a Brahmin and he went to his home and brought some kheer paramanna without sugar, because that Brahmin had no sugar in his home. So without sugar, paramanna was baked and he gave it. After he wanted to ask Uddhava how my child is, how my Krishna Kanhaiya is. But he could not speak a word.
His throat was choked.
He was weeping so much. At last he told that Sursen is my that Vasudev, the son of Sursen, is my son, is my friend. We are friends. How my friend is? Fortunately, Kans has been dead. Anyone has not killed him, but he was killed by his own actions. His actions have killed him. Then Baba knows that Krishna cannot kill him, because Krishna is very orphan boy. So his action, Kans' action has done so. At last he told how my boy Krishna is. If he remembers us or not, his so lovely cows, he used to love cows, his mother so much, all the boys, deers, parrots, he used to love everything. He remembers anything of us or his sakha, his friends and all others. And he began to cry. I cannot live in my house, Nanda Bhavan. Why? Because here I see the twice, the bansi, the peacocks, and everything here. And I became mad and I began to weep. The reminding me So I used to go to Jamuna, that I will forget all these. But there I go, and then the four friends of Krishna are there. All the trees are weeping for him. All the deers are weeping. Then I become so much more remembering Krishna. Then I go to forget all these things. I go to Govardhan Hill. But there also I see the caps are empty. Manas Ganga is empty. Kusum Sarovar is empty. Everything. Everywhere I see the footprints of Krishna. I am seeing that cows are weeping and everything. Again I go to here and there. But anywhere I have no shanti.
Peace.
And telling, he began to weep loudly. Uddhava has come to give
console
Nanda Baba and all. He was going to tell anything to console him, but there was no word for this consoling in the dictionary of his heart. No. He was saying that he is weeping more and more. So I should I tell that you should not weep. But he cannot tell. Why? Because he knows that in our epics, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it has been told that if anyone is remembering Krishna and he is weeping for Krishna, he is so fortunate. So how can I stop him? He is so fortunate. There is none like him. So how can I tell? But Krishna has ordered me to console him. Then I should tell him that you are so fortunate and you should weep and weep and weep. You cannot also tell. What to tell? Was so vast learned, like Brihaspati. It is told that Brihaspati was guru of Buddha, but I see that, I think that he was most guru or guru, guru, more guru to Brihaspati. Understand what I am telling?
Yes.
Actually Brihaspati cannot be guru of Buddha. But for formality, coming to Naglila as he may have accepted him as the guru, but actually he was not. Like Krishna has accepted
Sandipani,
Sandilya and Garga, but they are not guru. Krishna is guru to all. Je Krishna is Jagat Guru. Bande Jagat Guru. Krishnam Bande Jagat Guru. So, he was first learned person and he was the friend of Krishna. He saw in dictionary any word to console. But he couldn't find. At last he told, Yuan Shladhatam Onunam. Kitna?
Sadhavar.
Yuanam, certainly you are so fortunate. Nanda Baba and Yashoda. When he heard this, he began to weep more loudly. He told them, Uddhava, I understood that you are a very bona fide friend of Krishna and you are so intelligent, but I think that you have no intelligence at all.